Good morning. It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Thursday that kind of feels like a Friday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where the News Honestly Daily says to all of us, hey, y'all, watch this. By the way, if anybody says that to you on this 4th of July weekend, run. Run away. We welcome our worldwide audience streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Y'all be funny in the comments section and stuff like that. In gross out news, as we said, really, last break yesterday, it broke. And it broke all of us.
Breaking news!
Diddy is innocent and guilty simultaneously.
Oh!
Yeah, that's it. So Diddy yesterday in the trial, the jury came back and the lowdown is he beat the more serious charges of trafficking and racketeering, the RICO things, but was convicted of transportation to engage in prostitution. He will remain locked up, though, until his sentencing, which will get, well, going after the holiday. In fact, on Tuesday. So then they say that's an expedited hearing. So he's already been in jail for 10 months. He could serve up to 10 years for the two that he was found guilty for. Many think, though, with time served, and he just might, it's statute thing and I don't law stuff.
Yeah.
That he might just get out of there.
Like
so
soon?
Yeah. They might just, you know, let him go. This guy, it's hard to get charges to stick to him.
Mm.
He uses a lot of baby oil.
I understand.
You walked into that one right there.
Mm.
Hey.
So it's not just America's birthday tomorrow. It could be the revenge of Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he says that although he did not compete in the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest last year, there are no hard feelings. And he's got a very specific way to prepare. A little hint. It's not eating. No, he quit solid foods yesterday. It's now water, protein supplements, lemon juice. Tomorrow will come the yoga, the burping exercises, and sucking in his tummy to prepare for 17 pounds of food straight to the gullet. Afterward, he says he's kind of drunk on hot dogs until 10 at night, and then it's crazy, crazy dreams. Good luck, Joey.
And I thought the Diddy thing was gross.
Joey Chestnut!
Well, he was just on the show on Monday and kind of gave us a glimpse of how bad things really were over there at Merit Media.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Merit Street Media declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That is Dr. Phil's.
Dang it.
Broadcast network. Fort Worth base. They could be listening right now. So yesterday, they filed Chapter 11 and then filed a lawsuit against its partner in this whole thing, the good old Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN. That White House still stands there in the mid-cities. The bankruptcy was filed in Dallas, and they've got a hearing next week. And basically, Dr. Phil is saying that Trinity Broadcast showed a, quote, intentional pattern of choices made with full awareness that the consequence of which was sabotage to steal the fate of the new but already nationally acclaimed network.
Oh, boy.
In other words, how's that working out for you?
Yeah. Dr. Phil good.
He's not
Dr.
doing Phil good. Yeah. He's not feeling good right there. Of course, this has been after layoff. The Dr. Phil show itself was put on hiatus indefinitely. There's like nobody there to turn lights. And, you know, remember the last year, the PBR parted ways with him pretty quickly after, you know, Dr. Phil didn't pay him the rights to. Because Dr. Phil's network was supposed to carry PBR.
There are so many facets to this. My goodness.
I mean, if you need somebody to deal with Bull, he's.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll keep you updated because that's what we do.
So Connie Francis is having quite a moment thanks to the song Pretty Little Baby going viral on TikTok. But she's not doing all that well.
Oh.
Singer husband hospitalized. Sources say
Pretty Little Baby.
Yeah, such a cute song.
Mm.
Sources say she's in the intensive care unit. No reason has been given, but apparently she's been suffering from hip issues. was forced into a wheelchair. Connie very grateful after the resurgence of her hit, saying it was truly awesome that a 63-year-old song is touching the hearts of millions, and it's, quote, an amazing feeling. Now she is 87 and hopefully on the mend in Florida.
It's the kind of song that'll play when the bombs drop. Well, it's not just a 4th of July weekend, kids. It is Saturday, the start of Hallmark Channel's annual Christmas in July programming.
Oh, boy.
It'll include all the reruns of fan-favorite movies, as well as a new docuseries about last year's inaugural Hallmark Christmas Cruise. So you thought your dog was going to have a hard time getting through the weekend. Good luck, Dad. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Mr. Buckner. So it may be Independent Beer Run Day, but what if your tastes are a bit more bougie? Well, fear not. We've got you covered. The restaurant Dopo Los Biago, which, of course, we hit up when we go to the Hamptons. Mm. Well, it's now offering an $8,000 martini. But it's more than just vodka, gin, olives, and a good buzz. It also comes with a 5-carat tennis necklace. Great for your girlfriend, KB. For everyone sold, $1,000 is donated to charity, and you're actually making money if you buy this because the necklace normally goes for $10,000.
There you go.
So it's a wholesale price.
Right.
And they've already sold 3. So better hop on up there. Get one in time. Don't get them before they run out.
That $1,000 that each one of those goes to charity?
Yeah.
If I'm going to get one, I need to be that charity.
Okay.
JB?
Yeah.
How are you, JB?
I'm good. Please call the number on the bottom of your screen if you'd like to donate. Oh, stop that! Dogs are having a hard enough week as it is with the 4th of July. And just as hurricane season is dawning, in a post on his gram, Jim Cantore, noted Weather Channel weatherman, and the guy that always goes first into the eyes of the storms and looks back and stares back, he's retiring from the Weather Channel.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that leaves us to enjoy other notable Weather Channel celebrities like...
All the other people.
The automated voice that says, and now for the local weather, where you are. That guy. Yeah, he's pretty famous. Sometimes it's a girl. And then Fox Business News reports yesterday and many other outlets that canned food giant, which has been on the shelves for over 150 years, Del Monte, like Dr. Phil, filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Del Monte, they said, honestly, just lower sales and vegetables and fruits of the canned variety has caused this to happen. It's they've secured about $900 million in financing. They plan to continue operations throughout bankruptcy, but the CEO of Del Monte said yesterday that there will be the, quote, corporate restructuring. So somebody's getting canned.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.